Does a U.S. passport protect a terrorist? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The ACLU and others are worried that the United States has played fast and loose with the Constitution when it comes to offing terrorists, in particular, this guy.
I, for one, was born in the U.S. I lived in the U.S. America was my home.
Al-Qaeda jihadist Anwar al-Awlaki. Remember him?
I could not reconcile between living in the U.S. and being a Muslim. And I eventually came to the conclusion that jihad against America is binding upon myself.
A U.S. drone blew him up in Yemen last September, which would appear to violate the Fifth Amendment's due process of law clause, given that drones aren't programmed to read your Miranda rights. But in a speech to law students in Chicago last night, Attorney General Eric Holder says it doesn't apply to terrorists in Yemen, even if they're American.
The Constitution does not require the president to delay action until some theoretical end stage of planning when the precise time, place, and manner become clear.
In other words, we can't be expected to wait until a terrorist is over Detroit about to light his underwear on fire before we send in the drones, because when it comes to terrorism, self-defense is paramount. The ACLU called Holder's speech chilling. But let's face it, in time of war, the role of the lawyer seems to change. It's no longer a matter of figuring out whether the law allows you to take action, but how to interpret the law in a way that justifies the action you've already decided to take. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.